This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, March 5, 2009. Transformation, Reformation. The scripture is Romans 5, verses 3 and 4. We know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Transformation involves information and formation, conforming and performing in line with God's will. But let's not forget reformation. Reformation includes the transformation of societies and institutions. Our whole world needs to be remade to God's standards. Our families, legislatures, courtrooms, schools, businesses, and churches must be reformed. The words of Romans 5 inspired the Protestant Reformation nearly 500 years ago. God's truth changed Martin Luther's heart, but it did not stop there. The whole church reformed according to biblical patterns. This reformation must go on. It is the task of every generation to reshape society according to God's word. When reformation occurs, spouses work together to create homes that conform to God's designs. Teachers become person builders, and doctors become healers. Business people become job creators, and lawyers become counselors. The list goes on. Each sphere of society is touched and transformed. Today, our courtrooms have become ugly, our city streets littered with trash, our subways filled with graffiti, and our inner cities strongholds of violence. But the ugly can be turned into something beautiful. God produces the character of Christ within us so that we can offer the hope of a transformed world. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we pray for the reforming of our society according to the teaching of your word. May each person we meet today see a picture of your kingdom in us. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.